Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 76 for Friday, September 25th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, hitting some of its best levels of the past month as gains in the Chicago soy complex provided support. Canola was up $4 to $6 at the close, the November contract up $4.50 at $476.20 per ton. Solid demand from both exporters and domestic crushers amid a lack of significant farmer hedges contributed to the gains. The November contract briefly traded above the $480 per ton level that's seen as a major nearby resistance point. However, that chart point held as profit-taking and other selling came forward to keep canola off its highs. Favorable Canadian harvest weather and rising production prospects also tempered the upside potential for canola. Milling wheat, durum, and barley all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all higher with strength in the global stock markets, drawing some speculative buying interest into the ag commodities as well. Soybeans were up 17 to 21 cents, the November contract up 21 at $8.89 per bushel. News that Chinese buyers signed record-large agreements to purchase 13.2 million tons of U.S. soybeans over the next 2 years contributed to the gains. Bullish chart signals added to the advances as values bounced off their nearby lows amid oversold price sentiment. However, the advancing U.S. harvest and generally improving production prospects did put some pressure on values. For corn, prices were up 5 to 7 cents, the December contract up 7 at $3.89 per bushel. Spillover from the rally in beans was supportive, while pre-weekend position evening contributed to the advances. However, the rising U.S. production prospects and good harvest weather, together with increasing competition out of South America, did serve to keep corn within a narrow range. Wheat futures were up 7 to 12 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 11 at $5.08 per bushel. Speculative short covering was a feature as prices bounced back above nearby resistance. Weather concerns in some wheat-growing regions of the world were also supportive. However, poor export demand and good planting conditions for next year's U.S. winter wheat crop did remain bearish overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.